The head of Gender and Disability Unit of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Abigail Nutako, says there will not be any issues with the transportation of ballot papers from the printing houses down to polling stations. Speaking on Ask the EC, Mrs. Nutako noted that there have been a broader consultation and stakeholder involvement in all the process to ensure the safety of the ballot to the various polling stations.
After we print the ballot papers, we pack them serially. If we pick the 100 booklets, we make sure it follows serially. Same to the other booklets. When we finish, we actually arrange them, and the arrangement is also serial so that it doesn't confuse anybody. And the parties are present. The Electoral Commission will send auditors from the head office and the storekeepers to come and check if the ballots that are supposed to be printed are intact. Before then, the party agents would have been given the ballot statistics and the number of booklets they are supposed to look out for particular constituencies. And then we bag all of them. During the bagging, we actually label them. If it is parliamentary ballots that we are bagging, we write on them. The party agents are there and they record and they actually seal the bags. In this case, the Electoral Commission does not even seal. It is the parties who put their seals on the bag. Whichever party is present would seal and record. And the Electoral Commission will also record the serial numbers of the seals. And then we call for the tracks from the region. By then, the parties would inform their supervisors that the ballots are to be transported to their regions. And they actually accompany the ballots from the printing house to the regions with an armed police escort to the regional police headquarters. But ballot papers are very, very critical. It is so sensitive that anything can happen, and we don't want that. The party executives at the region would be waiting for the ballot papers. But before then, they too would have had information on the seals and the number of bags that are being transported to the region. And they count the bags for each constituency, and then they break the seals and count the ballots within. At this point, they can even open the ballot to see if they are correct for particular constituencies, so that if there's any problem, they can report it. From there, it is kept at the police headquarters until it is time for the district to come and pick them. They carry the ballot back to the district police station, and it is kept there. At the police station, whichever party has a padlock, no matter the size of the padlock, they can lock where the ballots are being kept. Before you go and pick them from the police station, you have to invite the party agents, and they accompany you to the district police station. You bring the bags out, you check if everything is correct before you send them to the district office for distribution to the various polling stations.
Head of Gender and Disability Unit of the EC, Mrs. Abigail Nutak.